my trip sheets in my memory. Maybe my job from now on, since I'm old, is simply to remember them and the city as it was.
Michael Goldfarb with the last of his essays, Trip Sheets. The producer was Julia Habel, and the series was a Certain Height production for BBC Radio 3. Next week's essay series forms part of our Brahms Experience, each programme focusing on a different aspect of the composer's character, life and work.
Beginning next Monday, live in concert in association with St George's Bristol, celebrates the life and works of Johannes Brahms as part of Radio 3's Brahms Experience. Join me, Tom Service, for live performances of some of Brahms' greatest works, including the Academic Festival Overture performed by the BBC National Orchestra of Wales and the Rousing Requiem performed by the BBC Singers. I'll also be in conversation with performers and experts discovering more about one of the greatest composers of the 19th century. Live in concert, part of the Brahms Experience, all next week at 7:30 on BBC Radio 3.
This is BBC Radio 3, 90-93 FM, on digital radio and online. And now it's time for World on 3 with Mary-Anne Kennedy in Glasgow.
Thank you so much. Welcome to Pacific Quay, where we have Rearing to Go, our session guests for the evening. Amongst the shining lights of the Scottish music scene at the moment, Adam Holmes and the Embers, and they're going to start out with Monday Morning.
Oh well, my heart starts beating, baby, so damn quick. Like a fever in my body and it makes me sick. You know, well, love, we can be so good. Laying on a Monday morning, I've been feeling just the way I should. And now the summer, we're not, you need your space. When you do, tell me, darling, I don't mind to wait. This is something true. Laying on a Monday morning, I've been feeling just the way I do. Well, you're longing to be lonesome, but you need to be near. Don't you worry, but tomorrow, love, you nothing to fear. This is something true. Laying on a Monday morning, I've been feeling just the way I do. All the long and lazy legs on the cigarettes, I could see it in your eyes from the day we met, that I would love you. This was something true. Laying on a Monday morning, I've been feeling just the way I do. Oh well, my heart starts beating, baby, so damn quick. Like a fever in my body and it makes me sick. You know I love you, we can be so.
Friday night and Monday morning on BBC Radio 3. Something special from Adam Holmes and the Embers. And we'll meet them all properly a wee bit later on. But first off, a proper welcome to yourselves to World on 3 with me, Marianne Kennedy, on home turf tonight. And we're going to start out the disc trail with the current album launched earlier this summer from Carlos Vives, a Colombian superstar and multi-Grammy Award winner. His songs move easily from folk to rock and pop. Mas Corazón Profundo. It's smashed sales records back home, and it sees Vives blending his Colombian roots with modern influences like rap and traditional Afro-Latin flavours like champeta. The album opens with a powerful song called El Mar de Tus Ojos, The Sea of Your Eyes, featuring members of the band Chocib Town, creating a coast-to-coast Colombian effect with Vives' Caribbean meeting Chocib Town's Pacific background.
Ella es la dueña de mi ser, la que me eriza la piel. Tan solo con un beso puedo enloquecer. Ella es de pura mujer, ella es de pura mujer. Sensualidad al 100%. Ella sabe que su mirada me tiene a su piel.
Sonrisa.
A Scot, an Englishman, a Belgian, a French, and a German. Not the beginning of some Shaggy Dog story, but claiming the most authentic Cajun grooves outside of Louisiana. That was the Cajun Roosters and their version of the popular Quand J'étais Pauvre from their most recent album, Hell Yeah. Before that was Carlos Vives, keeping Juan Carlos, my producer for tonight, suitably entertained. You're listening to Marianne Kennedy and World on Three with loads to come, including our session guests, Adam Holmes and The Embers. And Adam will also be sharing his heritage track, a very appropriate one too, for a songwriter with a world-weary turn to his own songs. But next up, two tracks from a new Rough Guide compilation. The Rough Guide to Music Without Frontiers, a real tapestry of unrepresented or stateless peoples around the world, and a rather smart follow-on from last week's session from Aziz Ibrahim. You'll find examples here from Roma, Kurdish, Corsican, Palestinian, Uyghur, Tibetan and other peoples and nations in this collection. People for whom music plays a vital role in maintaining connections and identity. We're going to hear just a little later some mesmerising close harmonies with a Corsican all-male choir. But first, as I know many of you were really moved by Aziza's songs and quiet but powerful telling of her people's story, thanks for the emails and the tweets after the session last week. Here's another Sahrawi singer from Western Sahara. This is Mariam Hassan.
تسمع للغزاة صوت النار والحديد الحديد وتسمع للغزاة صوت النار والحديد الشعب على اتجاه شور المد البعيد الشعب على اتجاه شور المد البعيد ولين خير الله ويريد الله يريد ولين خير الله
لا يريد
Just stunning. Voce di Corsica, a powerful and distinctive harmonic sound of an all-male choir from the island. Always a sucker for those great male voices working together, I am. And I had the pleasure earlier this year of having another choir, my own Inverness choir, working as backing vocalists for our guests tonight as part of the Northern Roots Festival up in the Highlands. What a hoot, pulling together such a diverse bunch of musicians as Aoife O'Donovan, Rachel Sermani and others on a stage set like some slightly surreal Highland hunting lodge. I suspect there may be a reprise in the offing in the new year, not terribly far from where we are just now in Glasgow, but you don't have to wait till then to hear Adam Holmes, as he and the band The Embers are right beside me here in the studio and ready with the next song in their session. I Can't Be Right.
You say there's no truth in my words, to leave before I cause a start. I know that your friends would prefer if I left things the way that they were, but I can't help feeling so strong. Know that you're feeling and strong, but I ask you for one to sing along to songs I can't sing when I'm gone. I can't be right when I'm wrong. I can't. You can't be right all the time. I'm watching us both fall behind. And darling, the night's drawing in. I'm watching rain blowing in. I'm this losing game's harder to win. I wish I was a rambling man. I sail seas and walk on the sands. Ah, but after I travel the lands,
I'd return to the place where you stand, but I can't. I can't be there when I'm gone. You can't be right all the time. Watching us both fall behind. Describe your ways. A lifetime is not enough days. There's not enough flames on this page to tell you I want you to stay. First thought in my mind would arise, and the last when I'm closing my eyes. Ah, your eyes are a deep sea of brown. My love, you're the talk of the town. But I can't be right when I'm wrong. I can't.
Adam Holmes and the Embers in session for us here on World on 3. You're listening to BBC Radio 3 with myself, Mary-Anne Kennedy. And it's really difficult to be sitting here in Studio 1 in Pacific Key and not be singing all the harmonies along with the songs. They're just, they're real earworm songs. Adam, it's great to have you and the guys in playing for us tonight. Will you introduce us to the band, actually, before we go
sure.
any further?
Yeah, this is Alex Hunter on bass over here. John Lowry on drums and Paul Gilbody on guitar and vocals.
And you've been touring around the north the last few days, haven't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, we had a few gigs up north, one in Aviemore at the Old Bridge Inn and one at the Druthy Cobbler in Elgin. And where was the other one?
Hoots in Inverness.
Oh.
Hoot and Annie's in Inverness as
so
well.
So well played in for tonight in any case. But you're not... a northern boy, but an Edinburgh
yes,
lad. And in terms of music, you actually have a very classy upbringing because you grew up sitting in on sessions in a couple of rather legendary places.
Music. I was very lucky. My mum was a sort of child of the 60s folk scene, so to speak, and. She used to take me to a lot of sessions in Sandy Bells and the Royal Oak and places like that in Edinburgh.
And they were and still are great places for folk music.
Yeah, yeah.
So can you remember hearing specific people or real names? Because there were lots of big names would pass through those places, or was it more of a kind of just being just in amongst a scene?
Yeah, just an overall scene of just fantastic music and. Aye.
So does that mean that for all that you've evolved now into this singer-songwriter incarnation, you also have the Rura band, the folk side of life.
Yeah.
Was folk music then your way into music in general?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, folk music was my kind of education on both sides, I suppose. My mum taking me to these sessions and my dad being a fan of the kind of more stateside singer-songwritery stuff. So
that's the kind of flavours we're hearing.
Yeah,
coming to those kind of country licks.
I hope so.
So what kind of stuff?
On my dad's side, I guess Townes Van Zandt. We'll have a track from him later, and Bob Dylan, Jackson C. Frank, and even Simon and Garfunkel, and a lot of that kind of classic American 60s, 70s stuff, you know.
And from the folk side on this side, would there be particular bands and
artists? There's just too many to mention. Yeah.
You're being politically diplomatic.
I don't really want to upset anyone, so, yeah.
I suppose the biggest thing that's been going on musically for you this year was with your album Airs and Graces coming out and then finding itself being shortlisted for the Scottish Album of the Year, which is maybe not something that people outside of Scotland are very aware of, but just to put it in context, it's the same kind of purse of prize money as the Mercury.
Yeah.
So it's a big deal.
It was, yeah. No, it was really...
And the shortlist had, you know, Mogwai, the Scottish Chamber Orchestra, Young Fathers, who went on to win, Edwin Collins, and Adam Holmes.
Yeah.
Was that sort of out of the blue? Or
yeah,
how
it was very, very surprising and very nice, you know. It's always nice to feel like you're being recognised for the work you're doing. So, yeah, it was good.
What did it bring you roots into playing in other places, or what does something like that do for you?
I'm not sure. I think personally speaking, I feel like you just kind of have to do your own thing, and if you pick up things like that along the way, it's great. But you know, it's best to just kind of keep your head down and do what you're doing.
Smart
so to
boy.
Speak.
Yeah. Well, let's have another song, and this next one is a real favourite of mine. It's the one that I find myself singing by accident from time to time.
Great.
So just give us a wee background to this next one.
It's a song called Oh My God. It's probably the saddest one that I've got, but it's a bit funny. I don't really remember writing it, and I have quite distinct memories of writing all the stuff that I've written, so it's a bit bizarre. It's kind of no idea where it came from, but there you go.
Well, let's listen then to Adam Holmes and the Embers.
I was four. First I heard a man could leave and not return without a warning. Saw the sign. Read the lines between the pages of the papers in the morning. Oh my God, oh my God, I'm gonna die when I'm alone and I'm not ready. Oh my God, I was four. First I earned a man can leave and not return without a warning. Mama said one day bed will be a long and restful sleep that brings me the morning.
Just beautiful. Thanks to Adam Holmes and the Embers. More to come from Pacific Keys Studio One later on in the show, which of course is World on Three, coming to you from Glasgow tonight with me, Marianne Kennedy. Next, a new release I've really been enjoying from one of West Africa's finest singers, the veteran Kassimadi Djabati, descendant of a distinguished griot family, the equivalent of musical royalty in Mali, of course. The album, called Kirike, is deceptively simple, understated almost, but really beautiful and profound. Rather, what you'd hope would be the result of collaborating with Vincent Segal and Balaké Sissoko. Let's hear the opening track, Simbo, in which Djabati is joined by Makan Tunkara on the Ngoni and Lansine Koyate on Balafon. And Vincent as well, who also produced the album, joins them on cello. And a quick heads up as well that Kassimadi Djabati will be performing in London's Purcell Room on November the 23rd.
Sangin foli fawasi mo nyoma. Sadwari sangibu venyu Malimori Simu yitake suguluka Kasugu itoroka itoroka itoro Sankele karofila yesugu yoro yinina Sugulu turuna malimori dosula Sebana fola mane mori Sisi bono digi ni mene mono Kungelende juna koni nyakure garaba Uluke seba si mwono Mane mori le wuludo ye kolonya Namina mina Lomali janya wa sebarite Mane murla ulu doye Konyeni manjugu Simone ulu doye konyate jugulo Namuna mina nyangate jefeni era majugulo Oh, kanye magoro makuji bari yuri wati yuri inyalo tomo gororo Oye sifoni kuji bari manjmani Fama alabiri fagalome wasaku kerao Singuro jula tebi mani buloro jula tebi mani alabulo Mani mwono nesugudu kera yono Akasugudu fantanya kaipantanya Fatma de Sangimolo So Golu Yin Yawala Deke Kalua to Jam Fasirila Amane Morila Kela Sera Waluma Walula Jam Fatira Jam Fasiriva Nyala Watu Dala Kulanyo Simone dana kulanya Suluku sunto turusa kunkononto
Thank you.
That's just exquisite. Bhutan and France, Tibetan chant and Western piano coming together in this track. So deceptively simple again. An offering chant from Lama Gyurme and Jean-Philippe Raquel, the composer and arranger. They meet up in a spiritual journey there. And it's all part of that new compilation celebrating 25 years of Real World Records. Three CDs with some truly legendary artists from the world music scene, as we've featured over the last week or two. But in amongst the big names, Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan, Papa Wemba, Blind Boys of Alabama, and of course Peter Gabriel, there are also some new discoveries and also tracks voted for by Real World fans themselves. Well, launching a week on Monday is another new album called Nothing Can Bring Back the Hour from Radio 2 Folk Award double nominees Josiane Clark and Ben Walker, accompanied by a host of guest musicians. The treatments of the songs are trad folk and new written alike. They have a kind of purity that stems as much from a classical background as a folk one, but they also have a bit of a contemporary twist. Like this one, It Would Not Be a Rose.
If it were a flower, it would not be a rose. And if it were a bird, it would be fast on wings away from home. Down in the deep dark, its roots would be. But if it were a flower, it would not be a rose. Oh, 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 oh. Slow and plaintive tune, and if it were a face, look contain a sadness you couldn't place. But if it were a flower, it would not be a rose. Oh, 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 oh,
tonica, atlantica.
Sur la route, les imparfaits du présent se conjuguent au singulier.
Na estrada, os imperfeitos do presente conjugam-se no singular.
Acoustic beat.
Atlantic beat.
Donne-moi le ton, donne-moi la pause, donne-moi le timbre.
Dá-me o tom, dá-me a pausa, dá-me o timbre.
Et je te donnerai un son sans retenue fiscale.
Dar-te-ei um som sem retenção fiscal.
Stiler la vie.
Estilar a vida. A estrada é menos banal.
La route est moins banale. En deux temps, trois mouvements, remonter le courant et garder les devants. Pour mieux se préparer pour la prochaine tempête. Mais attention, vent d'ouest, c'est aux ouvres de la trompette. Atlantic beat, à ce nouveau monde acoustique. Aqui, sois verdade, do vivido et do autêntico. É uma question d'ética.
Dar tempo ao tempo para orquestrar os momentos. Dar tempo ao tempo para procurar a medida certa. Enquanto dá tempo, encontramos o nosso tempo. Dar tempo ao tempo.
Chercher la mesure certaine. En contre-temps, nous avons trouvé notre ton. Donnez le temps au temps. Donnez le temps au temps. Donne-moi le ton, donne-moi la pause. Un, deux, trois compas pour avec toi ajuster le pas.
Stylar la vie. Stylar.
En deux temps, trois mouvements, remonter le courant et garder les devants. De mesure en mesure, défile les mesures. Où sont les accords qui se désaccordent? De mesure en mesure, défile les mesures. Où sont les corps qui s'accordent et désaccordent?
Contre ventes et marées, entre vagues et correntes, mudassina.
Et on est là!
Dame
vents et marées, entre vagues et courants. Changer de cap quand le destin nous frappe. D'autres vents et marées entre vagues et courants. L'Atlantique vite est lancé.
The song and the band Atlantic Beat from the new album Orquestrada, made in Portugal. And as they say themselves, the music sails from Lisbon. You could hear it literally there, en route to Europe, mainly ports in France, incorporating other rhythms on the way. This is, as they carry on, they say, Portugal not as the back door of Europe, but the front door opening out to other influences carried on Atlantic winds and tide. Before that, Josiane Clark and Ben Walker, currently out on tour with their forthcoming album, playing Penzance at the Praia Sands tomorrow night. Next up, another project, another new release called Avaz, mixing French and, in this case, Breton flavours with the sound of ancient Persia. Singer Annie Abrel joins up with artists from the Middle East, led by Kevian Kemeriani, one of a highly regarded family of Persian musicians, and they collaborate through verses from Persian mystical poets from the 12th and 13th centuries, names that we know, such as Hafez, Khayyam and Rumi. East meets West, truly, as you'll hear.
Sarzanishem Je change de ma honte.
Fat Dog with the song Sandansko Oro from their new album Newfound Land, the image of a mythical island where players and poets meet to share music and stories. The group was born in 2011. It's a mixture of three jazzers and three folk musicians from Scandinavia and the UK, with a resulting rather unconventional but very colourful layout of concertina, saxophone, trumpet, hardy-gurdy, clarinet and double bass, amongst several other instruments. All in all, a pretty potent Northern European mix. Remember, you can get all the playlist details for World on 3 online at the BBC Radio 3 website. And thanks to all of you who are tweeting and Facebooking their enjoyment of tonight's selection in particular, including John Wills and Fiona Ferguson. Use the World on 3 hashtag if you're tweeting so we can see you're out there. So it's time to bring back our studio guests tonight, Edinburgh singer-songwriter Adam Holmes and his band The Embers. And he's also come armed with a heritage track, a piece of music that's significant to him in his musical upbringing, but live first of all, and the next song is Fire in the Sun.
See your face again. fire in the sun. You put the fire in the sun. Oh, my darling, you put the fire in the sun. You took the land and the sea and put them together for me. Oh, my darling, together for me.
Fire in the Sun, Adam Holmes and the Embers in session for us on World on 3 here in Studio One at Pacific Quay in Glasgow. Adam, I was just thinking, listening to you guys playing there. There's Adam that plays with the Embers and there's Adam that plays as part of Rura. Are they sort of two completely separate parts of your musical personality, or do they ever cross over?
I think there's probably elements that cross over, but I reckon when I'm working with Rura, it's a kind of different thing because it was already a band that existed before I joined. I feel like I sort of try and bring songs or material to the table that fit the sound as it is already, whereas the stuff we do is more kind of just stuff that I write. And yeah.
We mentioned earlier that you grew up in Edinburgh in, I suppose, musically a really fortunate place, being able to sit in amongst some really special stuff just going on as part of everyday music making life. But Edinburgh definitely had a reputation for being a place where you could blur the lines musically, and especially between traditional music and jazz, for instance.
Right.
Did you have a sense of it being compartmentalised, I suppose, the music you were encountering, or was there that kind of permission for you to be able to take in elements of folk, a bit of the country, a bit of, you know?
I think, personally speaking, my experience of the scene, so to speak, in Edinburgh is just that if something's good, it's good, and it's a nice audience in that respect. I think people are quite open-minded with regards to music, you know, if it comes across well, I suppose.
And you'll be playing a hometown gig, I think, next month.
That's
as
right.
Part of Lowland, and I suppose that's it, which is, of course, that amazing trio Low, their sort of mobile festival. And I suppose that kind of embodies that whole kind of breaking down boundaries.
Definitely, yeah. There's a great scene in Scotland just now, loads of good musicians working together and having lots of fun. So
we were talking about specific influences earlier on, and you mentioned one name in particular, and it kind of doesn't surprise me if you sit and think about the kind of songs that you're singing and the kind of feel that it's that kind of world weary thing and the slightly visceral side of life. It wouldn't be a big surprise that your heritage track tonight would be from Townes Van Zandt. Tell us a little bit about this song that you've picked for us.
It's just an absolutely beautiful song. For me, every line in it could be chorus worthy, you know, and that's the great thing about Townes Van Zandt is his stuff's just so thought about and just so simple and concise and beautiful. And I feel like this song is a very good example of that. It's a kind of liquor-soaked love letter to a girl that works in a bar that he obviously drank in. And I don't think it was his girlfriend. I think it was just, you know, the woman that worked in the bar, but it's just beautiful way of describing things. He had a gift, you know.
So, well, let's listen to how he saw Loretta.
Well, Loretta, she's my barroom girl. Wears them sevens on her sleeve. Dances like a diamond shines. Tells me lies I love to believe. Her age is always 22. Her laughing eyes are hazel hue. Spends my money like waterfalls. Loves me like I want her to. Oh, Loretta, won't you say to me, darling, put your guitar on, have a little shot of booze, play a blue and wailing song. My guitar rings a melody, my guitar sings Loretta's fine, long and lazy, blind and free, and I can have her anytime. Oh, sweetest at the break of day, prettiest in the setting sun. She don't cry when I can't stay, at least not till she's all alone. Loretta, I won't be gone long. Keep your dancing slippers on. Keep me on your mind a while. I'm coming home, I'm coming home. Sweet Loretta, she's my barroom girl. Wears them sevens on her sleeve. Dances like a diamond shines. Tells me lies I love to believe. Her age is always 22. Her laughing eyes are hazel too. Spends my money like waterfalls. Loves me like I want her to.
Towns Van Zandt and Loretta, and Adam, you're right. That line, her age was always 22.
Oh, that's beautiful.
That's perfection. Yeah. The ultimate unachievable, never change. Thanks very much for picking that as
not
your
heritage
track, and thanks very much for coming in to do the session. You're going to finish with something a bit stripped back, yourself and Paul on guitar here.
Yeah, it's a wee drinking song. That's a bit of an ode to the Royal Oak, which is my favourite place in the world. So this one's called Mother Oak.
Won't you come and drink with me, won't you come and drink with me, for my eyes still glow and I have money to blow. Won't you come and drink with me, I'll be ever so glad. I'll be ever so glad if you do. Lose your cues and your peace, do whatever you please. I'll be ever so glad if you do. Won't you come and drink it with me, won't you come and drink it with me, for my come and drink in with me. When the summer turn from the spring, the
the spring. When the summer has turned from the spring, well, we'll drink by the night till the dawn's early light. When the summer has turned from the spring, now won't you come and drink here with me, with me? Won't you come and for my eyes still glow and I'm honey to blow. Won't you come and drinking with me? For my eyes still glow and I'm money to blow. Won't you come and drink with me? Won't you come and drink with me, with me? Won't you come and drink with me? For my eyes still. Won't you come out drinking with me?
Thanks a million to Adam Holmes and the Embers performing live for us in session here on World on 3 tonight. You can see them in Glasgow tomorrow as part of the Americana Festival. And if you're checking out our playlist online at the Radio 3 website, you might like to know as well that amongst the various opportunities you have to see them playing live in the next couple of months, they have one down in Gloucestershire coming up on November the 8th, which will be streamed line on live as an online gig. You're listening to Marianne Kennedy and World on 3 with next up, forgotten or almost unknown at least, Nat lands next through two new releases. We'll hear again from the Acholi tribe. We played a little of that last week. A people who've been caught over the last half century or so in the war between southern Sudan and northern Uganda. The album is called Lam Wong or Freedom Fighters, a collection of songs marked out by a sense of protest and injustice. We'll have two short songs from that, one with singers unaccompanied and the other with the accompaniment of kalimbas or thumb pianos. But first of all, let's listen to a project featuring the folk music of Lorestan, a central province in Iran in the Zagros Mountains, key in its history for its geopolitics and culture. According to the producers of the album, Lures, the inhabitants of this part of the world, feel that over the years their culture has been subject to a process of degradation and prosecution to the point where now it's in danger of disappearing altogether. Hence the importance of projects such as this, Nezam Rajabzadeh, Smile of the Sun.
Thank you. Thank you. kumu kadoba malila che mana malika yemagwe
tan ma ela kayemagwe
ayo ye kondo
itwera yanga doge na tuado
aye kadoba malila che mana tingi kayega karo
chen mana tingo in kayemagwe
ayo ye kondo
itwera yanga doge na tua
aye kadoba malila che mana tingi kayemagwe
chen mana eli kayemagwe
ayo ye kondo
itwera yanga doge na tua
abwo kadoba malila che mana tingi kayega karo
chen mana eli kayega
Ali mayeso eni yokwa
oteri polo
jotu aloba mirwane we
lubama marwane
mololo yeto eni yokwa
oteri polo
lalalo ba mitokichawa
lubama marapicha
ali mayeto eni yokwa
oteri polo
jotu aloba mirdano
lubama marwane
waido yeto eni yokwa
oteri polo
mata lo ba lo wule ba
lo ba lo wune
lo lo yeto eri yokwa
no teri polo
lo ma kon lo ba lo wunwe
lo ba mar lo
ai ma yeto eri yokwa
no teri polo
o tira lo ba mi ra ine ja
lo ba mar wane
ai ma yeto eri yokwa
wa ti tu polo
teri ya lo ba mi ra ine ja
lo ba mar ine
lo lo yeto eri yokwa Maralena loba miro ina nyari
loba maro lobo ye
ye cho eni yokwa
wateri polo
la la loba miro wanewe
loba maro lobo
ye ye cho eni yokwa
wateri polo
jotu loba miro dano
loba maro lobo
ye ye cho eni yokwa
Fantastic voices there, the sound of the Acholi people in northern Uganda, captured on that album Lamwong, Freedom Fighters, by producer and musical explorer Ian Brennan. Well, since Scottish songwriting is on the agenda tonight, it's a good time to introduce you to the new album from Findlay Napier, who's been working with songwriter Boo Hewardine for the last good while in a kind of master and apprentice setup. The resulting album is called VIP, Very Interesting Persons, a collection of characters immortalised through Finn's idiosyncratic perspective. And the opener is a classic, a name we know best maybe as a film star. But without Hedy Lamarr as top flight scientist as well, we wouldn't have Wi-Fi, Bluetooth or GPS. So now you know.
Every time the light shines.
Some jazz-tinged flamenco there from guitarist Miguel Rivera and his song Luz de Mis Sueños, Light of My Dreams, part of the Rough Guide to Flamenco Guitar. And before that, Finn Napier, who's out on tour in solo support of Eddie Reader for the whole of this month across the UK. A newcomer next, half Scottish, half Zambian, Namvula, releases her first solo album this month, a mix of African music with Scottish folk influences evident, as well as some jazz and Latin flavours as well. It's called Shweswa, and it sees her singing in her native language, Lenje, as well as English and Portuguese. And it's a rather lovely voice as well.
Thank you.
The unique sound of French-Japanese artist Maya Baru marrying the flute and vocals and electronica to create something that's somewhat unsettling as a soundscape and not really surprising, given that she's drawn to themes challenging the modern way of life and the catastrophes that have hit Japan in the recent past, not least the earthquake and nuclear power station disaster of 2011. So I reckon we have time for one last dip into the Real World 25th Anniversary compilation with the Creole Choir of Cuba and a song, Fe Odinu. Thanks to the Glasgow studio team tonight, Chris, Gavin, Tansy and Jesse, to Adam Holmes and the Embers for a fine session, and of course, producer Juan Carlos Jaramillo. Lopa Kotari will be back with you in London next week. Do join her then for World on Three. Good night. BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM, online and on digital radio. It's 1 o'clock.
Welcome again to BBC Radio 3 Through the Night. Hello, I'm John Shea with 6 hours of music to keep you company overnight. And I'm starting today with some chamber music you might have heard if you'd been keeping company with the nobility in Pressburg in the mid-18th century. Pressburg is the city we know today as the Slovak capital Bratislava, and it enjoyed a heyday under the reign of the Austrian Empress Maria Theresa, flourishing economically and culturally. Cardinal Jozef Batthyány, the primate of Hungary, was a leading musical patron, and one of his court composers begins this concert, which Musica Eterna gave at the 2013 Herne Festival. Here's a Serenata Affettuosa by Anton Zimmermann.